Chapter 16. Blood poured down my arm and out of my left shoulder as I slowly staggered over to Kekuatu's body, and then I gave it a little nudge with my foot just to make sure he was dead. The crocodile man made a slight gurgling sound as more of his crimson blood spat out onto the ground, but he didn't move. He was as dead as a fucking doornail. However, I was going to bleed out too if I didn't change back right now. I summoned the black magic all around my body, and then my muscles began to shrink as the fur on my body thinned out, and my canines flattened. Most importantly, though, I felt the wounds on my body start to close up on their own. Within seconds, I was standing there in nothing but my pair of black spandex shorts. But, at least I was uninjured.
Holy fuck.
Naomi whistled as she and the rest of the women walked over.
That was some Hellraiser shit. I love it.
It was more of a final move of desperation, I said with a shrug. Luckily for me, it actually worked. If it hadn't, I think I'd be missing one of my arms right about now.
Is he actually dead?
Leah asked as she looked over the body.
All his little clones disappeared into puffs of dark smoke, so I figured you did something to finish him off.
Dead as a doornail.
That's a new one,
Ada said with a smirk.
I've never seen somebody choke on their own esophagus before.
I don't think he choked on his esophagus. I'm pretty sure it was all the blood that started filling his lungs when I tore it in two.
Fuck, that's hot.
Naomi moaned. All the rest of the women looked at the witch with raised eyebrows, but she just smiled and clicked her tongue.
Alrighty then,
Janine mused.
I guess Naomi's into some strange stuff.
I'm a sister of the new moon.
The witch winked.
I'm down for whatever, as Carter has already found out.
Well, fuck,
Leah said as she looked around at the night sky.
What do we do now? We're still asleep, right? How long do you think it's going to take for that melatonin to wear off?
No idea. I'm just going to hope we aren't found by some random hiker who thinks we're dead or something like that. I really don't feel like waking up in a morgue.
Luckily for all of you, I'm way ahead of the game,
Janine said, with her head held high as she pushed her glasses up the bridge of her nose.
I set an alarm on my phone to go off after 2 hours, so as long as that random hiker doesn't find us anytime soon, we should be fine.
Or as long as a pack of coyotes don't find us and think we're dead. That'd be like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
I think we'll be okay, I said with a shake of my head. I know time passes differently in this plane of existence, but we've surely been here for at least an hour in real time. I'm sure we'll wake up soon.
I just hope we still have a vehicle. Because if we actually destroyed the Hummer, it's going to be a long walk back to Cincinnati. We can ride on Carter's back,
Ada suggested with a wink.
His big, strong werepanther muscles could carry us back in no time at all.
Not in its current state, I can't. This arm's gonna take at least a full day to heal, if not longer. Kekuatu fucked it up pretty badly.
We'll help nurse you back to health, love. Lots of massages and oil baths and other things we can do to keep your mind off the injury.
That sounds wonderful. I smiled as I felt a bit of my blood rush to my loins. You'll have to give me one of those when we get back to your nightclub.
We'll see how we're feeling. Either way, I'll take care of you. We all will.
Naomi purred. Suddenly, I heard the sound of a distant beeping. It sounded like it was coming from far off in the forest, but then it began to drone over the entire landscape as the ground started to shake, and I covered my ears. Then my eyes popped open and I sat up straight. The sounds of tweeting birds and buzzing insects filled the air as I looked around the forest and realized I was awake. Red, yellow, and orange leaves fell from the trees and softly landed on the ground around us as we all began to stir, and I couldn't help but smile when I felt the brisk, gentle breeze whip against my face.
Oh,
Ada said with a disappointed tone.
Your clothes are back on.
Sure enough, I was sitting there in the same outfit I was wearing when I fell asleep, even though I'd torn through them during my fight with the Shadow Man, which probably meant the rest of our gear was all still in one piece as well.
Our car's still here,
Janine declared as she stood up and pointed off in the distance. The yellow Hummer sat there by the road, completely unscathed. Oh, thank fuck. I let out a relieved sigh as I stood to my feet. This means we can go home and sleep. Like, really sleep. Without having to worry about getting assaulted by a creepy old hag or having sleep paralysis or anything.
That sounds wonderful,
Leah said as she yawned and stretched.
We haven't had a good night's sleep in days.
As we walked over to the car, we passed underneath the shadows of many different trees. The sun was just slightly to the west, so it allowed long, tall shadows of the tree trunks to be cast across the ground. But suddenly, Janine let out a gasp. What's wrong? I asked, as I looked over at the redhead. Am I still hurt?
No.
Janine shook her head as a smile spread across her face.
Carter, step back into the shadow of that tree.
Okay. I shrugged and then I moved backward a few steps.
Holy shit!
What's going on? I asked with a raised eyebrow.
We can barely see you, Carter. All I can see is a soft outline of your body, but otherwise you practically blend in with the shadows.
What are you talking about? I shook my head.
I can barely see you as well. It's another stealth power,
Janine said with a wide grin.
Werepanthers were often described as being phantoms who weren't seen until it was too late. This must be the power you gained from killing Kekuatu.
Ironic. You kill the Shadow Man and you get shadow-related powers.
I don't think it's ironic at all. I trailed off as I looked up to the sky. I think somebody gave me these powers on purpose, as a way of expressing her sense of humor.
Fast.
Janine nodded.
All accounts say she is spunky.
That's the understatement of the year, I mused as I walked out of the shadows. She makes Naomi's sarcasm look timid by comparison.
Impossible.
This power is going to come in handy, I admitted as I started back toward the Hummer. Especially for future espionage missions.
Or if you simply want to avoid somebody you don't want to talk to, that's what I'd use it for. When I'm at the grocery store and I see somebody from school I barely remember but who waves and wants to talk, ugh, I'd love to have those stealth powers right about then.
We all shared a laugh as we got back into the Hummer and then started back down the road. My eyes were heavy as we drove through the boondocks until finally we found our way back on the interstate and headed back to the city. There was rush hour traffic at this point in the day, so the entire trip took us nearly an hour. But we finally pulled into the parking lot of Ada's club and groggily staggered toward the door. The second we were inside, Leo let out an obnoxious yawn.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm heading to bed. I'm gonna sleep like a fucking baby.
Same here. I'm gonna pass out the second my head hits on the pillow. If you ladies don't mind, I want to check out Carter's wounds before we head to bed. You know, just to make sure they didn't bleed through between his two forms.
I think I'm okay, I started, but the succubus pressed her fingers to my lips before I could finish my sentence.
It's nothing that a little oil massage won't cure.
She winked.
Right?
My groin throbbed with heat as the blood began to rush down to my dick, and I could smell a faint trace of Ada's arousal. She didn't want to just check out my wounds, that was for sure.
You two have a great time.
Naomi said as she took the duffel bag from my shoulders.
I'm going to make sure all this shit gets put back, and then I'm going to take a few long, thirst-quenching drinks.
Sounds like a plan, love. Just please try and save some for my patrons.
No promises.
The witch giggled, and then she shuffled off to the bar. Ada, Leah, Janine, and I headed up the stairs, and then Janine and Leah went off to the bedroom.
Don't have too much fun.
Leah teased through another yawn.
I'd love to join you, but I feel like I'm about to conk out right here on the floor.
Maybe next time.
Ada said with a soft bite of her lip.
Next time, for sure.
Janine and Leah entered the bedroom, and then Ada grabbed onto my hand and began to lead me off toward a wing of the club I'd never spent much time in. We walked past the sliding glass doors of the balcony pool, and then over to a large wooden door with a small window on it. Ada pulled open the door and then guided me inside, where I was met with a bunch of wooden benches and a large pile of coals on the center of the floor. Hold on. This is a sauna? I thought this was a fucking storage closet.
Nope.
Ada giggled as she reached up and turned the knob on the wall.
I just wanted to save this for a special occasion. Like killing the servant of a literal god.
All in a day's work. I winked as I felt the humidity in the room start to increase. Ada strutted over to a nearby shelf and then picked up a bottle of some yellow, translucent liquid. She smiled as she looked me up and down, and then she nodded to one of the benches.
Take off your clothes, love.
The succubus ordered.
Unless you want to get massage oil all over them and overheat.
Shouldn't you take yours off first? I waggled my eyebrows at the succubus. You're literally wearing leather. That's not going to be too comfortable in a sauna.
I suppose you're right.
Ada trailed off, and then she placed the oil back on the shelf. The succubus grabbed onto her leather top and then yanked it over her head in one quick motion. As she did so, her large, plump double D's fell free of their leather prison and jiggled as they bounced against her chest. Ada's nipples were already rock-hard and glistening with a bit of sweat, and for whatever reason, that made me 10 times harder than I normally got. Ada continued to giggle as she pulled down her pants and revealed her delicate womanhood, which was already swollen with anticipation and wet with arousal. She continued to tease me as she reached down and unzipped her boots, which allowed her breasts to hang down like 2 fucking bags full of sand. Fuck. We hadn't even gotten to the good part yet, and I was already about to blow. Damn. Whew. That never gets old.
It's your turn now, love.
The succubus commanded, as she picked up the bottle of oil.
Time's a-wasting.
I wasn't going to argue with that. I yanked off my shirt over my head and tossed it to the side. Then I shimmied my jeans off my waist and tugged down my spandex shorts so my manhood was now on full display. Ada's green eyes lit up when she saw my rock-hard erection, and then she playfully sashayed her hips as she made her way over to me. The naked succubus climbed up beside me on the bench and positioned herself so she was behind my naked body. Her erect nipples touched my back as she leaned in and started to gently nuzzle on my neck, and my cock became as hard as fucking diamonds. I heard the oil bottle pop open as Ada pulled away from me, and then the sound of squirting liquid echoed throughout the sauna. The next thing I knew, I felt Ada's soft, warm touch against my back, and she began to massage me sensually with her oil-covered hands. "Oh, fuck," I whispered as I closed my eyes. "Oh, that feels amazing."
"I know. You hold lots of tension in your shoulders, Carter. I could probably crack a hard-boiled egg between your shoulder blades if I wanted to."
Ada continued to rub my back sensually, and every now and again she would lean in and kiss my neck. Eventually her hands moved up to my shoulders and then to my sides and neck. Finally, Ada's oily hands slid down to my waist, and her naked body pressed up against me from behind. The succubus's hand wrapped around my erection, and she began to stroke me softly with one hand. "Fuck!" I groaned as she jerked me off. The sensation of her gentle touch mixed with the lubricant of the massage oil sent me to cloud fucking 9. Then her other hand reached around and started to rub my balls, and I felt the warm coil in my abdomen begin to tighten up.
"You have no idea how long I've wanted to do this to you, Carter,"
Ada whispered in my ear as she pleasured me.
"This has been a fantasy of mine since I first met you. I just wanted to wait until the moment was right."
"It's right," I practically whimpered. "It's really, really right." Ada's nipples pressed against my oily back as she kissed my neck and continued to jerk me off softly. My balls tightened up into my body as she gently tugged and rubbed them, and I knew I was already heading for the mountaintop. When Ada started to move her hand in slow, circular motions as she stroked, my entire body quivered with anticipation.
"Mmm,"
Ada purred.
"Somebody's about to burst, isn't he?"
"Yeah, and I don't want to let any of my precious seed go to waste."
"It won't, love. I would never let that happen."
Ada let go of me and then slid off the bench. The succubus's massive breasts jiggled with each step that she took, and then again when she fell down onto her knees and stared at my erection with hungry eyes. Before I could say anything, the succubus grabbed onto my cock and began to stroke it with both hands. "Oh," I moaned as my eyes rolled back in my head. "Oh, that's so fucking good, Ada."
"And your cum is gonna taste so fucking good,"
Ada whined as she opened her mouth and let her tongue slide out. The sight of Ada on her knees begging for my seed as she stroked me intently was enough to finally send me over the edge. The warm coil in my stomach snapped, and I let out a long, guttural groan as my balls began to pulsate. And I saw stars as I shot a massive blast of my cum right into Ada's mouth, and the succubus's eyes widened with glee as she slurped it all up. I kept orgasming for a solid 30 seconds as I watched Ada lap up all my warm seed, and then she made a sound as she began to trace her tongue around the head of my penis. "Oh, goddamn," I whispered as I finally came down from my high. "Oh, that was fucking hot."
"It really was,"
Ada said, as she licked a bit of my semen off her lips.
"We have to do this more often, love."
Who said we were done? I raised an eyebrow, and Ada's face lit up with a smile.
"We're not?"
I shook my head as I stood to my feet and walked over to the shelves in the sauna. Then I picked up a towel, wiped the oil off my cock, and turned back to the succubus who was already preparing for round 2. Ada stood to her feet and bit her lip, as she gently rubbed the massage oil all over her breasts and tummy. It made her skin glisten in the light of the room, and I already felt myself growing back to full mast. "Sit down on the bench," I ordered. "It's my turn to make you come."
"Is it now?"
Ada giggled, but then she obliged. The succubus sat on the bench and promptly spread her legs apart, so I could see her delicate flower in all its glory. She was dripping wet already, and the pink velvet tunnel was wide open as it waited for me to enter. Pure carnal ecstasy flooded my brain at the sight of her pussy, and I moved into position. I grabbed Ada by the waist and then guided her legs around me as I pressed the head of my cock against her opening. Ada let out a soft whimper as I slowly pushed my cock inside of her, and then her eyes rolled back in her head when I got about halfway in.
"Oh, I'm not even all the way in yet. Fuck, you're so damn tight."
"Then keep pushing. I want you to split me in half, Carter."
I pushed my cock the rest of the way inside of Ada, until I felt myself bottom out against her cervix. The succubus's pussy was insanely tight, much tighter than any other woman I'd ever been with, and it took all of my werepanther strength to pull back out. We both moaned in unison when I slid my cock out of her tight tunnel. And then Ada practically turned to jelly in my arms when I shoved myself back into her.
"You like that, don't you?"
I asked, as I began to increase my pace, and my balls started to tighten.
"Huh, you like it when I pound into you like this?"
Yes.
Ada gasped as she ran her hands along her face.
"Keep doing that, love. I want you deep inside of me, and I want every last drop of your seed. I want your baby."
As I pounded Ada harder, her oiled-up breasts started to bounce with each thrust, and her mouth fell agape as she let out a few whimpers of excitement. It was a glorious sight to behold, and I knew neither of us was going to last much longer at this current pace. Ada's pussy clamped around me in a death grip, but I kept her going. Her passionate juices oozed out around my dick as I fucked her passionately, and her moans started to grow more and more sporadic and quiet. Finally, her entire body tensed up, and Ada dug her claws into the edge of the bench as she braced herself for the climax.
"You're almost there, aren't you?" I taunted her.
"Oh, Carter!"
Ada's eyes rolled back in her head as she whimpered.
Fuck!"
Ada's tight tunnel spasmed around me as she tightened her leg lock and pulled me in as deep as I could go. The succubus let out a long, eardrum-shattering scream as she came, and the sound of her ecstasy, mixed with the sensations of her tight tunnel, sent me over the edge.
"Fuck!"
I screamed as my entire lower body quivered, and my vision started to tunnel as I blasted a shot of my warm seed straight into Ada's fertile womb. I held myself all the way inside of the succubus as we both melted into a single body, and the sounds of our passion mixed together into a crescendo. What felt like gallons of my cum sprayed out into Ada's pussy, and she took it all in as her womanhood squeezed me like a tube of toothpaste. I ran my hand along Ada's face and looked her deeply in the eyes as we came down from our climax, and then finally we were back down to earth.
"Well, I think I should have done this sooner."
"You can say that again." I winked as I slowly slid myself out of the beautiful dark-haired woman. And
we definitely need to do it again. Like, soon."
I sat down on the bench next to Ada and wrapped my arm around her shoulders. Then we both laid back on the bench and stared up at the ceiling of the sauna as the humidity increased, and we both began to get the glisten of sweat on our flesh. Of course, that also could have just been from all the carnal exercise we'd just gotten.
"I love you, Carter Hadfield,"
Ada whispered as she trailed her fingers around my bare chest.
I don't think I've ever said that to anyone before and meant it. Not in all my years of living."
"I love you too, Ada." I smiled at the succubus and then kissed her on the forehead.
"You know,"
Ada noted as she patted her belly,
"all of this is going to pay off someday, if it hasn't already."
"Maybe it has. Maybe we've already got a little werepanther growing inside of you, and this is all just for extra fun."
"I hope so."
The succubus looked up at me with big eyes.
"There's nothing I want more in the world than to have your baby."
"I want you to have my baby, too." Ada and I laid there in each other's arms for several more minutes before, finally, the heat of the sauna became too much. Then we stood up, wrapped towels around our bodies, and walked back out into the hallway arm in arm.
"You know, I think Leah and Janine had the right idea
I'm fucking exhausted.
From the fight? I winked. Or from the sex?
Probably both, love. Oh, I'm going to go join those two, if you don't mind.
I don't. Actually, I was thinking of joining you. Ada gave me a kiss on the cheek, and then we headed off to the bedroom. The Shadow Man was dead, and we could now sleep well. Not to mention Naomi's powers were growing by the minute, and Cincy's jewel had just had its first successful night of business. We would have to do it all over again in a few hours here, but for now, there was nothing in the world I wanted more than to go cuddle up with my beautiful women. Tonight was going to be another wild one, and I needed all the rest I could get. Hopefully, this was going to be the second night of a long, prosperous business. But whatever happened, I knew I had my friends, and we would get through it together. End of Book 4.